Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of treachery. And the weekend's coming up. Hard to tell what they have planned. It's also the 11th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. And listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, you know, it's going to be a high. It's we're right on the edge of the high desert here. I mean, it was like 21 degrees this morning. And, man, it's coming. It's coming quicker than usual. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at first. U.S. to send thousands more troops to Saudi Arabia. I thought we were getting all of our troops out of the Middle East. All these wars, forever wars, were ending. What are they up to? Well, we're going to see if we can figure it out when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. to send thousands more troops to Saudi Arabia. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Reuters reports, citing defense or administration sources, that the United States is set to send thousands of additional troops to Saudi Arabia in the wake of last month's Aramco attacks. That's when, you know, they attacked the oil facilities over there. Well, didn't Trump know about that? I mean, in the last few days, as he's been saying that, we're going to bring everybody home. We're getting out of all these wars forever, these foreign wars forever. And then he, you know, backs 100 to 50 troops out of the way of Turkey attacking, and we've just been so confused. What the hell is, what are they doing over there? The United States is planning to send a large number of additional forces to Saudi Arabia following the September 14th attack on its oil facilities, which Washington and Riyadh have blamed on Iran, according to the breaking Reuters report. And remember, he was talking about sending troops home when he talked about Syria. But he didn't. He just moved like 50 to 100 troops to some other location. What are they up to? Though the Pentagon has yet to officially confirm the report with comment, Reuters noted the sources did not specify exactly how many troops would be deployed, but said it was expected to be in the thousands. The Bloomberg reports this could be as many as 1,800 new personnel pending an official Pentagon statement. Now, they got about 3,000 over there once they, right now. And just before, you know, about, oh, no, I give it an hour ago on the stupid box, I seen the one of the, whatever, this, these, one, a general and one of these other diplomats or not diplomat, I mean, corporate execs up on stage, and they were talking 14,000 troops to be sent, a carrier, I think he said more than one carrier group, and missile batteries. I mean, it was just a plethora of stuff being sent to Saudi Arabia. At the same time, what does it all mean? Defense Secretary Mark Esper is expected to announce, so that's probably the Secretary of Defense, I don't know if it was Mark Esper, is expected to announce a new deployment of U.S. forces to the Middle East. I thought, didn't he just say, is it me? I mean, this isn't the memory of a cabbage, this is the memory of the of nothing. No memory. This is, we're talking yesterday, we're talking this morning. Said we're bringing all of our troops home, ending the endless wars, don't you know? But these aren't people. What? As many as 1,800 military personnel, including two air squadrons, are expected to be deployed to the region. And I mean, these missile batteries, I heard the guy say it. And he said, I'm pretty sure he said 14,000 troops including to Saudi Arabia, according to a defense official. And this is like Russia, you know, where they, you know, the old Soviet Union, where they just put anything out there and then the people just watch them do it. They just did what they did. Since last month, the Pentagon has already deployed up to 3,000 troops to the kingdom in coordination with King Salman and Crown Prince, it says MBS for regional stability and to counter Iran. What is this looking like? You know, Laura and I were talking about it earlier. You know, back in September, the Israelis offered the Chinese a port. Their port there. I don't know exactly where it said in that little sliver of shit that they're calling Israel when they've taken over all of Palestine. But, I mean, could it be that, you know, Trump's sitting there, I can't attack. I can't do the attacks for you because the people, they know. The people, they know what's going down. It can't be us. It can't be us in Israel. Well, what do you think about Saudi Arabia? What do you think about attack out of a Saudi Arabia? Hey, you know what? The Turkey, you know, they've done this incursion. They went into Syria, and he's watching them very close. They, you know, a few years ago when they were reporting on all this shit and Turkey was involved in on it, and apparently there is a land dispute right there where they went in. A dispute over a section of land that Turkey says is theirs and Syria says is theirs, and it's been a contention, and the Kurds, of course, occupied it, this piece of land in Syria. And when I looked at the map when they were showing this, where the, like the Turkey sting, it showed that little strip of land. So what's the deal here? See, you got Jordan down to the south of Iran. You got Turkey to the north of Iran. And then you got Saudi Arabia, what would be to the east or west of Iran. West of Iran, I guess. How about using the Turkish air bases and the Jordanian air bases, and then the Saudi Arabians be the one that goes to war with Iran, and the Turks let us use their bases because we let them take that land back from the Syrians unopposed, where our supposed allies were supposed to be. 14,000 troops, it looks like. Hey, people, do you think that they might be going to be trying? This is, will be a Saudi Arabian war, but it'll be Americans dying. It ain't Israel. Israel ain't got nothing to do with it. Israel, they're peaceful people. They're down there torturing Palestinians, okay? But, I mean, isn't this starting to look just a little bit funky? I mean, he's standing there telling you about withdrawing all the troops from the Middle East, getting out of the Middle East. His campaign promise, remember? I mean, and it says 1,800 new personnel at the Pusters, 3,000 there. Because I'm pretty goddamn sure I heard that guy say 14,000 more. 14,000 more. That'd be 14, 15, 16,000, about 17,000 troops. Plus the missile batteries. Plus, I heard him say more than one carrier group. So I guess about when all this gets into place, we can have one more false flag. I guess an Iranian ship was supposedly shot at or something today. All this horse shit. But if you think about why why would they let Turkey just go into the goddamn, just invade? I mean, why'd he step back and, okay, it's like it reminded me when they said that he green-lighted it of when Saddam Hussein and the Iraqis went into Kuwait. That's exact words they used. I was listening to it on the radio. I was coming back from the coast. And I remember that, I can't remember, was it Bush that green-lighted, or that was a long time ago, man. Was it Reagan? It was one of them. But had green-lighted, that's the same word they used, had green-lighted the invasion of Kuwait. And now they turn around, but I mean, Turkey, man, it showed that stretch of land. Is it a trade-off for bases, NATO bases, and Turkey to attack Iran from? And then you got Jordan at the bottom, but they're good buddies. I mean, I think they see, they're sitting right there next to Israel. Yep, that's my conclusion. Since last month, the Pentagon has already deployed 3,000 troops. Ironically, this comes as Trump has promised to, quote, slowly, like the swath on Quaaludes, slowly, get out of the Middle East. One journalist said, Mideast analyst aptly questioned, is this to prop up the house of Saudi eternally, or warn off Iran? Well, here it is, another king. The bastion of freedom, that shining city on the hill, freedom and liberty. And here we are with propping up another, well, we're going to go to war for a king. You watch what happens. I mean, that's a big troop movement. That's a big movement of fucking resources. And we've known what they want all along, but it has come to the point, you know, you ain't hearing Israel. Because the goddamn world has figured out Israel. The people of America, well, I've got news for you dumbasses. We figured out Saudi Arabia too. That they, I mean, we know who the proxies of the fucking goddamn Israel. We know that the Saudi king, it's said that he's a Jew himself. So we'll just do it from a different angle. We'll use a different set of lies. Well, you go ahead, hey man, you go ahead. And that Chinese port was that, you know, turned over to the Chinese so that they wouldn't get involved, so that they'd let the fucking Middle East be taken by the fucking Americans. Under the guise of backing our Saudi allies. You know, the Saudi Arabians, we all know the story of 9/11 and the asbestos fucking passport they found. Well, they claim back then in their story about this false flag that it was 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians that were in those planes that flew into the World Trade Center and made it fall down in its own tracks. So, of course, Saudi Arabia is the ally of the International Corporate Mafia, United States Corporation Division. I mean, ironically, really, I don't think it's ironic at all. A separate confirmation of the original rumor story, CNN reports that the move comes as U.S. Navy is unable to send a relief aircraft carrier to deter potential Iranian aggression. And I can swear to you, I heard it just a little while, that they were sending all kinds of goddamn naval fucking forces over there into the Persian Gulf, wherever in the hell this is. Whatever the clothes are, the Mediterranean, you know, they're there. I think that we're looking at it. Saudi Arabia is going to have to do this. It's going to have to look like the Americans and the Saudis did it. But who's going to be behind it? Oy. Who?
Damn, where'd they get all this money to waste?
Well, out of your pocket, Charlie. Where the hell do you think it came from? Come on, man.
I thought that was great.
You did pay your taxes, right?
No.
Oh, man. Here we go. Here's, you know, this is some more of this this new propaganda we're dealing with in a, you know, another example. Builders of Israel's apartheid walls profit from U.S. border militarization. Even in the headlines, you've got doublespeak. This is from Electronic Intifada, sent in by Charles Walker for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A major... A major Israeli weapons company has been named as one of the top profiteers of U.S. border militarization. You see, we're militarizing. I would, but it is so. It's so I can't touch it with a powder puff. But see what I'm saying here? Profiteers of U.S. border militarization. Well, that goddamn border should be militarized. It should have been militarized 20 years ago. It should have stopped this invasion. That's what you have a fucking military. Well, it shouldn't have been a standing military. The militias of the several states that go down that goddamn border should have came out and secured the goddamn border and stopped this fucking invasion. Now the invasion's complete. Hell, they've got 100 million of them son of a bitches in here in the interior of the United States. We're going to fight them. Make no mistake about it. But to look at the doublespeak. A major, you know, because, oh, goddamn, they know we hate Israel, as we just explained with the other article. I mean, that's why Israel ain't going to be involved in this anyway. Israel didn't want to see it happen to, oh, those poor Iranians. Israel's so innocent. It'd be the Saudis and the United States, just a different place, a jump-off point to go do the fucking dirty deeds for the Zionist fucking Jews. That's what this is all about. But I love this, man. This is it's some more. Hey, you know what? Propaganda. We see it. We just looked at it. We see it. Elbit Systems has secured border contracts worth $187 million from the U.S. government, according to research by journalist Todd Miller. Now, why aren't Americans building this goddamn wall? The Mexicans aren't paying for it. That's for goddamn sure. And the Israelis are going to get the money for building it. But that's right. We have full employment. At fucking $3 an hour for the Mexican, $5 an hour if you're American. But I mean, why, if this is our fucking wall, why isn't the Army Corps of Engineers? I thought the border was militarized. Wouldn't that mean the Army Corps of Engineers came down and they would build the goddamn wall? If we're gonna build a wall down the southern border? And outside contractors, see, privatized. This is the international corporate mafia. The money's going to go in the pockets of the fucking Jews. And there will be big fucking gates all the way down that fucking wall so that invasion can continue across our southern border. So they can bring more and more of the Pope's little brown army in here, and then they can train them and give them the weapons that they've held on from Colt. So that they can be the cannon fodder for this attempt to fucking take the American nationals out. But I'm telling you people, you're piss poor propaganda. You're almost as piss poor as the American wing of your fucking organization. The largest award during the Obama administration is to build, and this is during the Obama administration, is to build more than 50 surveillance towers near the Mexico border for the United States government, Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Look at all the money that we give to fucking, just give. Better economy than ours, but we just give them fucking money because, well, they're our masters. That's called paying tribute to your masters. And, of course, if there's a goddamn wall to be built, clear down our southern border, another fucking country's going to build it. You know, there was another article I was reading earlier, and apparently the Costco port down there in, I think it's Santa Barbara, it's down there in California. Well, Trump, because, you know, Trump, he's a mover and a shaker, and he's for America first. I guess they forced this Chinese company to sell that port, because they want to have I think they named him as our most dangerous enemy, having that port. So the Chinese sold the American port that they had bought from the Americans to Australia. People, do you see this, how this one world shit, how this dividing the richest country into the poorest country works? So this Chinese company sold American real estate to the fucking Australians that are controlled by the fucking Chinese. How about that? Let's go on with some propaganda here. 10 of those towers will be on land belonging to indigenous Tahano O'odham Nation in Arizona. That'd be a good place to train troops. In 2014, Bloomberg analysis predicted that Elbit's initial profits would multiply if Congress authorized more funds to materialize the border. See, they're trying to get you pissed off. They're trying to get you pissed off at because they already know that you hate, you figured the Jews out, and you know what those dirty bastards have infiltrated your fucking, well, the corporation. They're running the corporation that took away your republic and thinks they can take away your fucking ratified law of your Bill of Rights. But, I mean, they know you hate them. I mean, they've tried everything in the world. The threats are 200 years in prison if you say the word Jew the wrong way. Fuck you, Kike, is all they got. We're going to take your guns. Fuck you, Kike. That's all they got. So they know, they got a real good idea that, you know, I mean, it's like the Bopsy fucking triplets they put up there, them three bitches, you know, everybody kind of fell for that just a little bit, you know, but they're plants. They're planted there for shit just like this. I mean, can you imagine what the hell is this, the electronic infidata? And, you know, that this website would even still be on the goddamn net if they were truly criticizing these dirty fucking rotten kike bastards, these Zionist pig pieces of pedophilic shit. No, they wouldn't. So this here is put here for our consumption. This is the new propagandists. This is how they sneaky they are. They think that we'd fall for this shit. Okay, is basically what it falls. Of course, the goddamn contracts are going to go to Israel. Just like all the other contracts to guard our border, our fucking border. We got an Army Corps of Engineers we fucking pay for, and well, we wouldn't have our Army Corps of Engineers who you know went across this country, built all the fucking dams, built all the infrastructure for war for this country. We wouldn't have them do that, the wall. Not government employees. You got to contract this shit out to other countries, because another country's going to guard your border a lot better than you. I mean, think about it, people. What's a laborer cost you for, I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers as compared to, or even a supervisor, compared to what these goddamn Israelis. See, yeah, of course they're going to steal from it. It's all about stealing. And there's going to be a big gate. Every 2 or 3 miles, there's going to be a big gate for them to keep walking through, because they have no intent of stopping the fucking one world fucking citizens from moving about this fucking world as they please and taking whoever's fucking property they want. Because the United States and the Bill of Rights has to be taken out of the fucking way, or they can't have their new world order. So we're looking for your duplicity, is what I'm telling you, fucking propagandist pieces of shit from all over the world. We're going to find out exactly who you are, and we're going to fucking try you in a common law court. You better look that up, and you better, well, Mary will send you a tape, and you can hear what it's all about. That you're going to get tried in that common law court, and you're prima facie fucking guilty. And once you're found guilty, if I'm the guy that's fucking filed the paperwork against you, I'm going to be asking for you to be hung in the public square. How about that, you piece of shit? Come into my fucking country. And you, I mean, the very fact of awarding, when America, man, we ain't got a pot to piss in the wind to throw it out the most of us, okay? 10% at the top, man, they're going to sandals. They're the assholes that are out there voting and fucking, and go, oh, God, America's so wonderful. How could you say anything? Well, you sons of bitches, you're going to fucking pay for your treachery, too. But, I mean, basically, if there's a wall to be built, if there's anything to be built or constructed in this country, I mean, we sit here and we talk about these fucking illegals pouring over our borders, and then the H-1B-1 visas, stealing the jobs we're not even supposed to have, because we're supposed to be entrepreneurs. We're supposed to be filthy fucking rich. This is the richest country on planet Earth. And more of our people are impoverished than fucking have anything. Our middle class is shrinking, and what used to be the working poor is now the lower middle class, okay? But we got a border wall to build, so of course we're going to hand the money over to the fucking Jews. Because they the massa. At the same time that they're pushing for $31 billion tax from we the people directly to the fucking state of Israel. A foreign fucking king. How about that? Of course we're going to get fucking indignant when we read this article. And they're militarizing that goddamn border. No, they're not. They're not militarizing that fucking border. The only military that's even supposed to be there is on the Mexican side. From what I hear about the Mexicans, they're not digging it too much having those fucking Hondurans and those Guatemalans and those El Salvadorans held on their side of the border either. Especially the faggots and the goddamn transvestites. I hear they're having a pretty bad time down there. Militarize the border. You see, this is supposed to damn them militarizing the border, and they're just trying to stop workers. And we're all workers. And the 100 million they've already fucking pushed in here and shoved down our fucking throat and given a part of our United States to without due process of the fucking law. Oh, we'll join against them. We'll become communists. It'll be everything will belong to the people. And it'd be run by committees known as government. And you will get nothing, and they will have everything, and they will hand it all over to their masters at the top of the pyramid, who answer to no law, who know no law, who think they are gods on this earth. But this is, you can see what they're trying to do here. Miller's report, more than a wall, corporate profiteering and militarization. Corporate profiteering, militarization of the U.S. border. It should be militarized with fucking, right now with militia. It should have been fucking years ago when this invasion started. The militias from the several states, and I'm not talking about the National fucking Guard under the control of the fucking corporate government, just another corporate apparatus fucking financed and fucking equipped by the corporation, controlled by the corporation. I'm talking about the people's fucking militia. The unregulated militia should have been down there and fucking secured the goddamn border. We didn't need no fucking army. We have a fucking army, the largest army on planet Earth. Militarization, though. See how they try? This is the subtle fucking... This ain't subtle, assholes. We can see it. We can read it. We know what you're doing. Of U.S. borders was recently published by Human Rights Research Group, the a national institute in collaboration with No More Deaths, a humanitarian organization which protects migrants along the southern U.S. border. Ooh, what's the agenda here? Fuck them. You get these dirty little pricks out of our country, or we'll fucking get them out of this country. They're going. They're going, and you're hanging. You think you're fucking crafty? This ain't crafty at all. Once you guys get fucking used to the fact that you're not going to put this shit over on us, then you're going to start fucking up like the last ones did. I mean, you're going to be trying so many different fucking techniques, but this is plain and this is fucking low range shit. You're the best they got. This is where it all comes together. We're militarizing the border, humanitarian, and poor goddamn people. And they're workers. They're workers. I met another one the other day. They're workers. Us workers got to come. They're getting us. They're getting them just like they're getting us. Well, they're supposed to fucking get them. If there was a real United States government here under the original Constitution, they'd better be fucking getting them. That would be when they would call upon the fucking militias of those several states that make up those border states and say, stop this fucking invasion. Turn it back and run them back out of this fucking country. And in fact, Mexico, we're fucking taking your asses out again. We're going clear down to goddamn Mexico City. We're burning the son of a bitch to the fucking ground. You fucking want to put warplanes in the air? We got warplanes. We'll pound your fucking asses back to the goddamn to Mexico. Clear down to your capital, and we'll burn the son of a bitch to the ground. And we're going to enslave you for a fucking generation. For a generation, we're going to go down there and we're going to be your fucking controllers. We're going to occupy your ass. And you are going to fucking, and for the 13 families that are down there running it, we're taking every fucking thing you got. You're going to be out in the fields with the rest of the fucking peons. And you're going to, for a fucking generation, you're going to work your fucking asses off. And you're going to get just slave fodder. And the rest is coming back to us to pay us back for what you fucking cost us for doing this. That's fucking justice. And that's what's going to happen. Militarization. I mean, just anything, man. Any way to try to turn you towards their fucking communism. Or turn you the other way, because other people reading this, people go, fuck it, militarize, that's what we need, militarization. Down there on the border, and yeah, the Jews should be down there. The Jews know how to lead militarization, they sure as hell do. But this is just pure propaganda bullshit. Transnational Institute in collaboration with No More Deaths, a humanitarian organization which protects migrants along the southern U.S. border. You fucking traitors, you're going to hang. You're going to fucking hang. You, in fact, that's being run by the United Nations. 150 miles of our fucking southern fucking sovereign property is being held by the fucking an invisible fucking United Nations. It's being controlled by the United Nations. You already have the fucking blue helmets, fucking without the helmets, but you got the fucking the suits. You got the suits already taking up 150 miles of your fucking property. They need to be shot the fuck out of this country. And the UN fucking destroyed. 110. There ain't going to be no fucking UN. We'll stick you in that knot, in that barrel, and that gun in New York City on the fucking UN fucking headquarters. How about that? The report profiles the top 14 companies profiting from the U.S. militarization, including Elbit. And we'll get into this a little more when we get back from our bottom of the hour break.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
The NSA.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. I think we're over the fucking edge. I think that, you know, the clandestine war is going on. I mean, people talk about, you know, nothing's happening. How do you know? You think they're going to tell you about, you know, how big this fucking country is? This is a goddamn continent wide. This is a huge fucking country. How do you know what's going on in this country? They've taken over the internet and handed the censorship over to the fucking Chinese. I know that. We don't know what's going on in this country. Or at what levels things are going on in this country, because there are a lot of levels in this country. So, well, we've talked about the propaganda angle, and you are some sorry-ass propagandists. I'm going to tell you today again. Now we're going to look at what's going on with our people. Rising old used car prices help push poor Americans over the edge. Now there's a story. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater. And what I tell you is eat, sleep, and fucking work. Eat, sleep, work, and eat, sleep, work. This is why our people are fucking ready and they're on the fucking edge and they do have their fucking weaponry and they have their fucking ammo. You dirty son of a bitches, man. God, your talk. God, talk. If talk would do it, you'd have had her done. Anyway, this is from Reuters, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. For America's working poor, an often essential ingredient for getting and keeping a job, slash, have a car, has rarely been more costly, and millions of people are finding it impossible to keep up with payments despite prolonged economic growth and low unemployment. Just how can those two things happen? It just don't make sense, unless... there's lies involved here, because the truth, it's always, you can see the truth. The truth is, I mean, materially there. A lie isn't.
You know, it's not just the used car, you know, it's also these mechanics are making, what, God almighty, $90 an hour, man. I mean, God, the car is just part of it.
Well, that's just inflation. The bottom line here, you know why the cars are so goddamn expensive? Because they took a whole generation of cars. Remember, cash for clunkers? And they took all of those goddamn used cars and all the, that were runnable. And they took a whole generation of them out of the equation. That's what pumped up the price of the fucking old cars, okay?
Those are the good cars that didn't have computers that they could shut off anytime they want.
Exactly correct, Charlie. But that, I mean, this is what has driven up the price. And the fact that they, you know, this goddamn dollar, they can tell you what they want. It's the petrodollar. How much are you paying for gas down there in Texas, Charlie?
Well, it's probably about $2.20 now. It was $2, but it's blood oil. You don't know the real price of it.
Well, with last gas I bought cost $3.05 a gallon. And it's going up everywhere around here. I mean, it's shooting up. At any rate, I mean, that's a pretty big cut out of the poor man's fucking pocket, too, isn't it? More than 7 million Americans are already 90 or more days behind on their car loans. I mean, we used to be to get a loan to go buy a used car. You saved up a few bucks and you went and bought the son of a bitch, didn't you? And you could buy a car that ran goddamn good. According to the New York Federal Reserve and serious delinquency rates among borrowers with the lowest credit scores have by far seen the fastest acceleration. That was another thing that was going on just before the 2008 fucking fraud reveal that they called the derivatives fucking fraud that they revealed. The derivatives fraud that cost our people, $22 million is missing somewhere, people. Shouldn't somebody be investigating that $22 fucking million missing. Wouldn't that help us a whole lot if we retrieved that $22 million stolen dollars? The seeds of the problem are good.
You know, I mean, Trump, he says, okay, well, I'm going to lower the interest rates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so all these goddamn banks now are just loaning money like mad. And then on top of that, they're giving all the illegals free cars. And on top of that, they're, you know, or interest-free loans with zero down.
Yes.
So every time you hear Trump say, I'm gonna, you know, we're going to lower the interest rates, this is what the fuck happens, man. If 40 million people buy a car, they can't afford it.
And houses. I'm glad you, that was the next thing I was going to mention. Is all of these loans. You can get a loan without having the fucking job. I mean, do you think they're not, we've been talked about the hula hoop enough. I feel that hula hoop are coming around again. I'm telling you, the fucking orders for new products in industry are going to shit. That goddamn Payne, I can't think of his first name, on Fox News, they put this son of a bitch front and center here lately because it's getting close. And, you know, the so-called, some of the experts are saying that, you know, there's been a big decline in fucking new orders for fucking products from the, companies here in the United States. And I've been saying that's exactly what happened before the 2008 derivatives bubble pop. And I mean, these loans are every other commercial. Is about getting a loan. You can get a loan. Hell, you don't have to have any money. And you get a loan. Get a trash shit loan. We'll mark it as a AAA derivatives and see, then we'll put it in all the pension plans and we'll steal all the money that the people have saved since this great recovery. And we'll get everything again we'll borrow trillions more in your great, great, great grandchildren's name and we'll do it again. The hula hoop will continue to turn until you fucking stop it.
No payments for the first 6 months. God, how many times have you heard that on TV?
Exactly.
These carnival barkers shooting their mouths off on TV. Oh, no goddamn car payments for 6 months or even a house. Nothing for, I mean, it's yours free of charge for 6 months before you got to worry about anything. I mean, you know, how the hell do you do that?
Well, that's exactly what they did. And they deregulated the fucking bank so that they could do this again. Oh, Trump, that was one of his accomplishments. That was one of his campaign promises, like removing every illegal alien and ending DACA on day one. He kept that campaign promise. And I'm telling you, they're doing it again. I mean, this is what we're seeing. And how long? Well, God, I guess it's been a few years. Well, I mean, but man, look at, they wiped out 100 million fucking Americans in the last one. How many this time? And then you got the goddamn replacements here. The coolies, the peons, the piss ants that'll work for fucking a bowl of fucking rice and a fish head a day to replace you.
Right. And then, so now the 6 months of term comes and now the guy's got to make that first fucking payment. He doesn't have the money. So what does he do? He goes to the doctor, and the doctor gives him a free script for oxycodone.
Exactly, man. No, and then they take all of these bad loans, like I said, but this is what happened. I mean, I'm not making this shit up. This is what they told you right in this mainstream propaganda machine. They did this very same thing. Then they took all of these fucking loans to people who don't even have job, no income, no collateral, nothing. And just, I mean, billions and billions and billions up to, 16 trillion. And then what did they do with those fucking loans? Standards and Poor's and the people that we pay to regulate the fucking, the financial industry, which is a part of the corporations. This is silly talking about this even because we're talking in their world right now. But the ones that we pay to regulate these rated these loans with no job, no collateral that they knew were going to go bust as AAA derivatives and then put them into the 401ks and the retirement plans that could only be invested in AAA derivatives. And then when it all went to shit, that was all junk bonds. That's what you bought. We had junk bonds. You don't have no fucking retirement. Your 401k's gone. All your shit's gone. And then, like you said, then you bail them out, and they took all that fucking bailout money, plus they got the property back, took all that bailout money, bought up all the little goddamn banks, and it's all a concentration of power at the top. bought up all the little banks, that all of these places that these people, that even the people that were could make a small payment, that were that had these loans, that still lost their 401ks, that were still working in these shops where the goddamn orders had stopped immediately, and they were blanket fucking just laying everybody off. Why? Because they bought up the banks and they took away their fucking credit line, because this country was run on red ink. The richest country on planet Earth run on red ink. I think somebody's stealing. And I think they're getting ready to stick it to us again. And then how many trillions are going to cost for us to go join our brothers in Saudi Arabia in attacking the Persians and taking their fucking resources and the rest of the Middle East to hand over to our Jewish masters? Because that's what's happening, people.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, Henry. Yeah, and I was just reading. I mean, it kind of shocks me. Like, these vehicles, like $50,000 to $70,000. That is unbelievable. And then now, I believe it was today, you can get a 7-year loan now.
For a
fucking car. A freaking $70,000 truck off.
Yeah, but didn't
that's
you...
a house, or almost a house.
It used to be a house when I was young, but the thing is...
a house and land.
It is.
Well, yeah, in certain areas, of course, or at least in certain areas. I mean, three quarters, you know, 70 grand...
Well, didn't you hear just a couple of weeks ago, damn it, they told you that the dollar had, the problem with this country is the dollar was too valuable? That's what I mean about the bizarre shit of it, people. I mean, we're sitting here.
Right, just like the doublespeak, like you're saying, just like the doublespeak.
Yep.
Those first two articles you read in the beginning, if I'm correct, one came out on yesterday, the 10th, and the other one came out today, and first they're saying, yeah, we're getting out of pulling our troops out of the Middle East, and then all of a sudden you hear the next one, no, we're sending more to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, within a day.
It's all doublespeak. It's all bullshit.
Like I said, this is how the old Soviet Union was, the Pravda, their state-run fucking news. They would do this is what we're looking at here. I mean, there's no stupidity. That's how I know that everybody's figured it out, or they wouldn't be doing this. They'd still be trying to fool somebody. They know they're not fooling no goddamn body. But they knew that. See, these new propagandists, they're trying to pull this thing out, the fat out of the fire, is what they're trying to do, because they think they can do it, but they can't. It's too far gone. Too many people understand the truth of what's going on. We're not going to back no goddamn war for a fucking king in Saudi Arabia. We're not going to do it.
Well, I mean, Henry, too, with, like, these vehicles, these new... Who's going to buy those vehicles?
Well, there's the 10%.
I mean, seriously.
Explain it to her, Mark. They'll have them sitting out and God by acres and acres and acres of them, and they'll ride them off.
I mean, be real. I mean, no one, unless you're getting some type of a subsidy, some type, which I know the farmers out here do, mm-hmm. because they trade their vehicles, their trucks in every 2 years.
Yep.
And they're the ones riding around in these $70,000 vehicles, these trucks.
Yep.
But that's not the average freaking American.
The average American,
like
they tell us. They tell us the average American, a $400 tragedy will wipe their asses out. The average American.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're talking to 50, 60,000. And there are $100,000 trucks out there. I got news for you.
$100,000. Well, that's just the truck. Now, let's look at the insurance. Those guys are fucking thieves, too, man. Those insurance companies, they get that insurance payment every damn month on that truck, man. Big time.
I got to check something here. Laura, come up for a second.
But anyway, yeah, the insurance is who's making a killing out there, so it's all tied together. The automobile, the insurance, it's all tied together, man, big time.
How did they make a law requiring insurance? I don't understand.
How can they make a law for you to require you to do anything, any business with any fucking corporation?
Right.
They can't. The bottom line is they've brought, when they do it, they violate the law. That's just, it always comes down to that simple equation. They are violating our fucking law and our fucking authority. They are robbing us fucking blind. Every one of us ought to be able to have a goddamn new vehicle. We own the richest country on planet Earth. They are stealing it from us with an unlawful fucking corporate, a corporation created that was of a high enough treason to get every fucking buddy involved that has been involved, that's living today, that's still involved in it, hung by the neck. And it wouldn't take a very long fucking trial to do it because it's prima facie of what's going on in this country.
Yeah, you know what they're doing now? The billionaires are buying their yachts, right? Their 85-meter yacht. And now the new fad is, I just looked it up on YouTube, they're buying an accompanying shadow yacht to go along with the big yacht to hold all their toys. So now they're buying the yacht to hold their family, and then the other boat follows behind that has the Land Rover, the submarine, the helicopter. I mean, it's gone, you know, and that's like our money that's doing this.
Yeah, it's the Masons, and it's run, like I said, it's all run on a credit scam. When you got red ink, you don't have anything. You need something to get rid of the red ink. But when the whole country's run on red ink, and the people who can just type numbers in the computer, they're the ones getting out. How'd you get that? Yeah, I just type some numbers in the computer. Because I'm a part of the corporation, whatever is our assets, our asset. But what it all comes down to is it has to be all backed by something real. That's why the debt, the world debt, is more than this fucking whole planet is worth. How is that possible, people?
Isn't that what Black Friday's for? Doesn't Black Friday fix everything?
Yeah, I think it will. Everything will be wonderful after Black Friday. Followed by Black Saturday and Black Sunday. Oh, mercy, people. I look at this shit and they talk about, you know, people paying $8,000, $8,657, for a fucking, vehicle, for a used fucking vehicle. That's out of this goddamn world. So the thing is, they've devaluated the money by making it out of air so they can have yachts. To the point to where, you know, it used to be if you were working a job, man, back in like in the, you know, the early 80s, late 70s, you know, you could go out for $500 or $600 was a lot of goddamn money. And you could buy a car, I mean, you'd get in the son of a bitch and drive it across country and back. It was in that good a shape. But now they're talking about...
I'm sorry, Henry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, now you're paying $8,657, and then they start talking about fucking the expense of fucking maintenance on the son of a bitch because it's already wore out. People are paying that much for a car with 200 fucking thousand miles on it.
Yeah. If you guys want to get sick, if you want to get sick to your stomach, go on YouTube and look up Super Yacht Captain. Super Yacht Captain. And then and you want to get real sick in your stomach, just watch those videos, man, and you'll see what the hell is really going on. These billionaires are ripping us off like you would not believe, man.
Well, I've been saying it all along. That's what we've talked about. I mean, as we've talked about a zillion things on this program. But as we talk about these things right now, billions of dollars of our fucking raw resources are going right out these goddamn ports. And it's like this goddamn oil boom. We're going to become the number one exporter of oil, and we're getting more broke every day. Huh? That must not belong to us, guys, huh? What's the deal?
Henry, can you hear me?
I can't.
Oh, okay, well, the phone screwed up. I'll just click off.
No, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay. I was just going to say that the only thing you can cancel a debit with is a credit.
And you can't. You can't cancel a credit with a credit. That's why they had to get. That's why they got rid of the gold. Yeah, gold. Yeah. Now, gold, real currency. Some real currency, you can cancel a debt. But we don't cancel debt. We transfer it. When you take that money and you pay, when you go to pay your bills every month like a good citizen, all you're doing is transferring debt. Nothing is ever paid for, and it just creates more fucking debt.
It can never be paid. There's so much
Yes, it can. Yes, it can, Charlie. All we got to do is take pewter, just a piece of pewter, and we'll make a 10-foot around fucking pewter fucking coin, and we'll put on it. The thing is, I ain't gonna say that because the goddamn debt's owed us.
Just write it on a piece of paper.
Exactly. That's our money.
That's our money.
I write IOU on a 30-06 projectile.
That's what, you know, we really shouldn't. Title 50, you know, it was the bankruptcy of 1933. And truly, all you were supposed to do was have to sign your name. You want a house? Sign your name. Because the corporation working for you went bankrupt. And the money that was taken in, I mean, all the money that was, you know, taken in to the treasury, was fucking to pay the people fucking back. They don't owe that much. I mean, think about it. We supposedly borrowed $16 trillion from them to pay off the bad loans that they'd made that they used to steal all the money from the 401ks, wipe out all of our fucking industry in this country. And we borrowed that money from them to give to them to pay off those loans 100%, plus they got the property back. Plus now they say we owe them the money we borrowed from them, people. That's not the way it works. It is a corporation. That fucking corporation owes us $22 trillion fucking dollars. That's why they say they can't find $22 trillion, because that's what's stolen. What is the national debt? $22 trillion fucking dollars. How would it be if that $22 trillion was divided up among the people it was stolen from? We have no fucking debt. We had a debt-free currency to work on. We're not operating on red ink anymore. And everything that we produce, I mean, from our resources is produced in this fucking country, and not a board from a fucking tree, a table, before it can be fucking moved out of this fucking country for any kind of export, we'd all be filthy fucking rich overnight. But that's not even, that's getting back. I mean, when I talk about retrieving what's been stolen from us, they tell you it's fucking stolen. They can't tell you where your $22 trillion is. $22 trillion, people. You would think that the whole goddamn country would be down there pointing fucking guns at them saying, where the fuck's our money?
Amen.
How about that $2,500 deductible? You pay out the ass for insurance on a $75,000 truck, and then you get hit. Now the insurance company tells, we're not going to pay you a fucking dime until you pay us another $2,500. I mean, how does that grab you?
Well, started like with the liability insurance companies and what might have you, but it's come clear down to the auto insurance. You know, you have full coverage auto insurance. You get in an accident, your fault or not your fault. I mean, you're supposed, you know, in your policy, you get in the car. No, you got to go get a lawyer. You got to go get a lawyer to deal with their lawyers who are going to try and fuck you out of what you paid for a policy for. That's America, man.
Anyway, right now.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, brother.
Sorry, Henry. Just go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. No big deal, man. We're at the top of the hour, and it's Friday. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, if you consider it all on the whole, I mean, the $22 trillion that that's missing, that they have stolen, that belongs to us, people. And then you consider that the way they talk about us like we're just fucking peons. I mean, $8,000 for a used car so that you can eat and sleep and work and eat and sleep and work. At the same time that they're pumping a goddamn new colonization force in from the south. At the same time that they're over there trying to get into a multi-$1 trillion war for a king. No, this is for fucking the international corporate mafia. This is all the fucking, I mean, even the yachts that Mark talks about. That's the lower level. These son of a bitches have mountains of fucking gold. Mountains of gold. And what they want is to use those hollow points. They want that population. They want what's on the Georgia Guidestones. And they want to be gods on this earth. And there's just no end to the luxury.
It's not enough that they do good. You have to do bad.
There you go. They enjoy suffering. That's why they're pedophiles. That's why they're fucking the freaks they are. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!